Matt, can you please give me a second?
You don't care about the homeless?
I love the homeless, Matt. Especially the POC homeless.
Really?
And the LGBTQ+ homeless.
A lot of LGBT homeless.
Well, a lot of forced LGBT. There's a lot of LGBTR homeless, dude.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the homeless will force sex on each other.
That's true. I heard that homeless people do get
like
raped a lot.
They're like rabid dogs.
Yeah, I mean, shit, man.
Like Star Wars.
Do they really?
Homeless people rape the shit out of each other.
Oh, I thought you meant like the gay homeless people rape each other more.
Well, I mean...
You can't speak to that.
I can't speak to the homosexual community, Matt, please. So I was taking the R and...
The gay homeless, dude. I thought about that. I was literally thinking about that the other day.
The gay homeless?
Being a gay homeless person. Like, I was driving my car and there was this there was a gay black dude in like a tube top who also had no dude, it was the most fucked up. It was like it all hit me at once. I'm driving, there was a guy with like muscular dystrophy, like full on like crutching around.
You sure he wasn't just dancing?
No, this guy was not dancing.
It was
dude.
A black dude. You sure he wasn't?
This was a guy with like full on like, you know, like when someone's so crippled their legs are like, their feet are almost like pointing out to like the sides, like almost.
Yeah.
He was like so crippled that he had like a full.
He was doing
on,
the
like,
stanky leg. With both legs.
He had two stanky legs.
He had two stanky legs. So he looked like Jimmy Vollmer.
this guy had two stanky legs. He was wearing a tube top, and I was just like, almost like, dude, why do you have to be gay too, man? That must be so hard. He's literally crippled and gay, and I was like, dude, that's like. I was literally in my car at a red light, and it turned green. I just, like, for the next 4 minutes, was just trying to imagine that guy's life.
He was
like,
crippled and gay?
Yeah.
That's one of those, it's so like, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Wait, you thought he became gay because he was crippled?
Sometimes. No. You think he became crippled because he was gay? Think somebody, think somebody crippled him?
No, this looked like some
like,
real deal.
Give me that two-top motherfucker.
This looked like real deal genetic cripplage.
Yeah.
This wasn't no, like, you know... Double leg punch. I don't know what the fuck would happen to him, but he had like two stanky legs.
So sad.
It was sad, but he was actually moving fast as fuck. So
he had
somewhere to be. He was,
so even fucking,
he was walking like a bulldog, dude, across 38th Street. And I remember just being like, so this guy, not even like, it's one thing to be crippled and try to get pussy, but it's like to be crippled and like try to suck a dude's dick. It's like.
I gotta be honest, this probably helped. It probably
exactly.
Is easier. Yes.
Then I went down that rabbit hole being like, God, does this guy do sexual favors for money? And if so, to who? And it was just like, it ruined
my day.
It'd
be nice though, flopping that guy around, those little legs flopping around like a marionette.
Imagine being that guy's pimp.
That'd be nice. I'd be like, listen, dude, I got a sweet treat for you. He's around the corner. Oh, no. What do you think of this stanky leg? Because I got two of them.
He tries to run away from you, just kind of like,
come here. Like, come here, dude. Come here. So the tube top.
He had a fucking like pink tube top on. He was ripped. He was ripped
what?
As fuck, dude. Absolutely ripped. At first I thought it was a G-Unit wife beater. I was like, is this guy? And then it was like halter top up to his stomach. Didn't see shoulder straps. And I was like, this guy's got a fucking tube top. And he's ripped. And he's, I mean, obviously his arms are ripped because he's got the fucking, you know, he's got the fucking extenders, dude. So yeah, dude, that hit me yesterday. I promised myself I wouldn't talk about it. But
why?
I don't know. I was just
great.
Like, well, I saw it and was just like, man, that's fucked up. And then again, I started thinking about him selling his body, and I was like,
what do you think a good day for him is? Like just getting shit faced. What type of music do you think he likes?
I think he's a little monster.
You think he's a Gaga fan?
Yeah, I think he's a fan of Gaga.
He should. Jesus Christ, that's a rough life.
I mean, you got this guy exactly just. I couldn't, and then like every now and again, when you finally lock down like a fucking trick, you're back in your weird like apartment. Some guy butt fucks you for $50, and then you just crunch
$50.
I mean, you know, he's not asking for like $400.
You can get like six tube tops off that.
That's true. You can hit the fashion bug hard.
So now, Matt. I live in New York. All right, I live in New York.
Yeah.
And you think, see, this is what it's like. Like, I mean, people are like, Shane, why don't you come home more often? It's like, ugh, God. I mean, hey. I got to come home and deal with my former friend sitting around because we're not friends anymore after this.
It's over, dude.
I would never, ever sit there and laugh and say that a homosexual black man
yeah.
with a physical disability and is most likely a sex worker. I would never sit there.
A double stank. You love sex and make fun you stand of with sex stanky workers.
Leg. I stand with whores and sex workers. Yes. And you sat there and said he has stanky legs. You're making fun of a gay black dude in a tube top with horrible disease, probably.
Yeah. Stanky legs.
And you're making fun of his stanky legs. And you think this is the patriarchy. This is the white cis patriarchy.
However, I can't stop laughing about the term double stanky.
Double stanky. You think that's what the doctor said to him? He's like, I'm sorry, your son has... You might want to sit down for this, man. Your son has double stanky legs. And she's like, oh, Lord, not double stanky.
And according to this chart, he's gay.
Now here's a tube top. Keep this on for the next 60 years.
Yeah, this dude was at least 50.
Yeah. I don't know why I knew he was old. Did you say he was old? No, I knew he was old.
He was. He was. He was like...
He had polio. He's old.
Yeah. It's like a... You know, a lot of times black dudes like look young, you know, for a long time. But like, you know, when they start, you can tell like they start getting like the gray hairs and like they're still ripped, but like they get a little bit like loose skin.
Yeah.
He was rocking that. So yeah, damn. You absolutely pictured him right.
So that's white privilege.
What?
You can tell because...
Looking at a double stanky leg from your shitty Honda Civic saying. And just being like, don't laugh.
No, like, I mean, that's what FDR would have been if he was black.
A double stanky leg.
He had double stanky leg, and he rose to president. This poor guy.
That was back when you could ride horses, so you could like hide your stanky legs a little better. Just be like get down off your horse. Be like, man, I'm cool.
No, dude.
Like, what do you have? Stanky legs?
I do not have stanky legs, sir. Yeah, that's.
No, excuse me. I must kill some Indians.
That's a fucking good way to avoid getting detected, though.
Staying on
just
a horse.
Being like, I'm not getting off my fucking horse, and everyone was probably like, "Damn, that guy's a badass." Turns out he's just hiding his stankies. What do you think that guy's name was, that guy you saw at the tube top?
I couldn't even venture to guess.
What would you guess? If you had to guess, now, if you were the gay black dudes with stanky legs and you were his pimp, what would you call him?
Chocolate-covered pretzel. Sorry.
You would name him chocolate-covered pretzels because his legs are all twisted up?
Oh, my God.
Matt, I live in New York.
Welcome to Shane Singer Podcast.
No, dude. I live in New York, and I am not going to stand
man,
for
that's
this.
Fucked up. But that was the first. You heard it first, dude. That was right off the dome, bro. That wasn't planned.
Yeah, chocolate-covered pretzel.
Chocolate-covered pretzel, dude. No, where it stems from. I called my girlfriend a chocolate chip the other day. So that's where it was still fresh in my mind.
So you called your African-American girlfriend a chocolate chip?
No, I called her a morsel. I was like, she just got her hair done.
I've heard you tossing morsel around.
Yeah, how'd you look? I'm like, man, I was like, you're a little morsel.
You look like a snack, dude.
I was like, exactly.
You look like a fucking morsel.
I was
morsel.
Like, you're a little morsel. She goes, a morsel? What do you mean? I was like, you know, like a little chocolate chip. And she's like, you just call me a chocolate chip? And I was like, well. But she did tell me that some old black guy one time called her a chocolate drop. And I'm like, hey, you're pretty much saying what I'm saying. She's a little chocolate chip, dude. She's a little
fun. Yeah, you're like, they can say it. Why can't I?
I was like, you look like a little morsel. Like, a morsel is a chocolate chip. I didn't even put the whole race. I don't, you know. I'm never like, do you ever watch like white guys fuck black chicks in pornos? And they're like, yeah, you're black ass. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
I don't really get into that side of things.
I see the white chick get fucked by a black dude a lot.
Yeah.
And I've seen a couple chicks that are pretty quick to throw around the N-word.
In the pornos?
Yes.
Really?
And then I come.
You hear it, you're like, oh.
Right when they're like the N-word, I'm like, oh, excuse me, you're not supposed to say that. Now that I moved to New York, that's the only type of porn I watch.
What, fucking?
Interracial.
Where white ladies say the N-word?
Yeah, and then I correct them.
Yeah.
I watch racism videos. And if somebody says something racist, I'm like, excuse me?
That's gotta be, I don't know, I think that's more of a black fetish. Like white chicks saying the N-word to you and like you're fucking them. I'm not knocking your freak. I guess you can get into it too.
I'll watch anything, dude.
Yeah.
You throw it on. I'll watch it.
Did you, when you watched it, did you like rewind the N-word part and watch it again? Or
no.
Did you just flow through?
I chopped and screwed it though.
Did you chop and
screw it? Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck my pussy.
I can't believe you said the N-word on the last episode.
Oh, don't you even dare.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, chocolate chip. You said that, dude.
No, I didn't.
So you made. So what else did you do while I was gone, other than make fun of a black guy with muscular dystrophy?
I felt sad for him. I was driving my car, and I said, "Damn!" And then until you,
and
brought,
you're saying he was scooting, he was moving along.
He was fucking. I told
Where
you.
Where do you think he was headed? Or do you think he was escaping?
No, he was headed to the direct. The only thing in
it's
his
pride,
direction.
It's Pride Week.
TD Bank. It's gay month too.
It's gay month, and you're sitting here making
it's
jokes like this. And you said F-A-G-G-O-T earlier. IT. The way you said it was
didn't.
IT.
No,
and
I
you
didn't.
Promised you weren't going to do that anymore.
Dude, forget the hell
I'm
out of
I'm moving to New York,
here.
Matt, and I'm not going to deal with this shit. I am done with the bullshit.
Well, you know what's funny? I was talking to the Spud man. Did we? Yeah, we talked about fucking Ruben on this one. And what the fuck? He was saying something about, like, how... In my head, he was like, well, you know... He was like, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but if everyone was gay, it would be disastrous for the world. Because no one would reproduce and, you know, whatever. Or I guess you could do the artificial insemination and shit. But I just wonder what, if there was like everyone in the world became gay, it's like, I don't know what the fuck would happen.
I'd fucking suck your dick.
I don't worry about that. I'm just saying, I mean, I'd totally let you suck my dick. I'm just saying, what would happen to the bays, dude? If it was the full gay takeover, because in my head, I'm thinking that it's almost like a global thing. Like, we're getting overpopulated. And I think we might go into gay ice ages every now and again. I'd really have to think about it. I'd be like...
If I had $2,500, I might. But if someone was like, yo, Finnegan the dog is going to get shot in the head, or Donald J.
Oh, dude, I would definitely keep my dogs alive.
Finnegan's the man.
Yeah.
Finnegan hates crates.
He doesn't like them.
Finnegan hates cages. You know who loves cages?
Who?
Donald J. He loves putting those little kids in cages.
Did you
cages.
See the picture where they got busted for...
Faking?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Did you? There's a picture, and it was like a little... It was a little fucking kid in like red sneakers, and then they zoom out, and there's just like kids standing, and like there's a cage setting, and... Unless it's Photoshop. That's the thing, too. You never, they can make fucking fake videos now. So...
What do you think of that? You think CNN's
I'm
out there?
I'm going back to the basics, dude. I've been saying this forever. I'm just immediate experience, dude. If you want to hit me with a fucking thing you read or some video you saw, I'm just like...
I got a feeling...
If I don't see something in real life, doesn't exist to me.
I got a feeling you and Chocolate Covered Pretzel are on the same wavelength in that
what,
sense.
What, immediate experience?
Just immediate... Whatever's 10 feet in front of you, you guys are both like goldfish. Just,
yeah, that's... Just I mean, like, that's how you have to be.
Whatever's going on, I'm with it.
Exactly.
If I haven't seen it, it's not real. I guarantee if you
well,
walk
it's,
up...
it's the ancient art
if you're like, yo... Chocolate covered pretzel or dinosaurs real? I'd be like, I ain't never heard no dinosaurs. I wasn't around for them. They ain't
no,
real.
He's in such a rush. He would have smacked me with one of his sabers, dude.
With his sabers. Damn, they were swords. Do you think he has blades in them?
I mean, he has to.
So he probably, had the full on fucking
the time
like,
comes, he probably like, if he smashes them down hard enough on the floor,
concrete
knives pop
shatters.
Out, he can just probably absolutely spin around and dude, oh my god.
What do you
god.
Think happens to the stanky legs?
They just probably just... Go up. They probably like knee up into wheels. You know what I mean? Like a transformer, how it like folds up.
Yeah,
little wheels, dude, or little maybe
He's
some
like,
maybe some wheelies or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
probably
this makes
just,
perfect
he probably
sense.
He leans back on his wheelies, dude, and takes off.
Yeah, do you think he's well? Didn't you say his feet were in different directions?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure you could get custom made wheelies.
I think that's just a wheelchair at this point. I think he should be in a wheelchair.
Not as ripped as he is, man.
True. If he, that's probably what happened.
He might every
he
now.
Was probably
he might
too
bust
ripped.
Out the chair on like a Sunday.
Yeah, but if he was in the chair, he's so ripped that it probably he got so much speed it was probably started to lift off the ground. You know what I mean? He's probably one of the first. He might start flying a little.
He might hover. Well, that's also too. He's like he's doing those like the sticks, so he's working his pecs a lot. But if he got in the wheelchair,
the
that's all back,
ripped,
dude. His,
dude,
he was fucking. He was.
He would rip your dick off.
I mean, I would love to put you up to a challenge to like try to take a hand job from that guy. It's probably blinding speed.
It probably feels so good.
I know.
He just probably lays the stinky legs on a fucking pillow in front of him and just sits down.
I mean, it's probably such a good hand job. I mean, his hand jobs have been life. He's been living and dying by
he's
him.
Fucking getting tube tops and crutches.
So he's probably, dude, he probably, if you close your eyes, stay old SL, dude, it's probably just like, it's probably so powerful.
I live in New York now, and making fun of sex workers like this,
I'm, not making
I'm
fun
so
of,
glad
I'm
to live.
I'm talking up
no,
his hand
Matt,
job game.
Matt.
What?
You think it's a fucking joke, dude.
What, the life of a sex worker?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I stand with sex workers.
You lay with sex workers.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. What up? What up?
That's a funny cause because I remember a lot of people start, a lot of like hardcore feminists started going in like, I stand with sex workers. And if you're a guy like, yeah, I fuck whores, they're like, ew.
Yeah, gross. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It's like, I pay sex workers, lady.
Yeah. I feed their intravenous drug addiction habits.
Matt, you can't just assume all sex workers have drug problems.
Yeah, about 70% probably.
Probably.
Yeah, 85.
Yes. Yeah.
Nah.
It's probably not too many totally sober sex workers.
I mean, you get occasional, you get the webcam girls now. The girls, true. Girls going rogue in their 20s being like, oh, that's a sex worker.
Yeah, do you think they don't count?
No.
I'm talking pure on fucking...
I'm talking about
chocolate,
like...
chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah, man. I'm talking about like talking going to a hotel room. On the street. Room. Yeah. I'm talking about meeting Chris Hardwick in a hotel room.
Him going up saying, and him you're not allowed like, to leave, yeah, and I fuck you whenever I want.
I make the rules. What's up, bro?
Chilling, bro.
What's happening?
Chilling. Sorry about
dude,
that.
Dude, I had to show you this. There's a there was a poem that sparked controversy online.
A poem.
It's a poem. It was very ableist.
I would say poem.
Poem? Yes, I say poem. No, I'll say poem. Dude, so this guy tried to write a poem about being homeless. Yeah. And like being like, I guess what I think he was going for is like write a poem through the eyes of a black homeless dude or a black homeless anyone or someone who would, you'll see. But he tried, and like I was reading, people were like, dude, you did your poem's fine. Don't let people police your language. Like they're saying, like it's ableist and like whatever. I don't even know what the thing was. But as you can imagine, as a guy trying to write, it's like a you imagine a poet. It's just his Twitter, like I'm so sorry, I'm sincerely. Blah, blah. He thought he hit some. He was like,
is this a white dude writing as a white guy? Homeless dude?
Yes, he must. I think he hit the vape pen and was like, oh my god, I have the best idea, dude. So I'm like, these motherfuckers are bothering poets. How bad can this poem be? And it's not. That it's really offensive, but it's funny. I'm going to read it to you, and I think in the voice he was going for. So it's titled, what the fuck's this titled? How To. If you got HIV, say AIDS. If you a girl, say you pregnant. Nobody going to lower themselves to listen for the kick. People passing fast, splay your legs, cock and knee, funny. It's the littlest shames they likely to comprehend. Don't say homeless, they know you is.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What they don't know is what opens a wallet, what stops them from counting when they drop. If you're young, say younger. Old, say older. If you're crippled, don't flaunt it. Let them think they're good enough Christians to notice. Don't say you pray, say you sin. It's about who they believe they is. You hardly even there. I was like, oh. What a fucking dork. That was so
good
funny.
Lord.
His first draft, dude, must have been the best. Like, I'm waiting on the bus. Shit. No. It's too black. I
mean, black homeless guys are soulful. It's like, nah, dude. That guy's nuts.
That guy's crazy.
Yeah.
They shut down. They had a lot of mental institutions around Philly. At one point, they just shut them down. So, like, they just dumped a ton of people
let
on the street.
Let the bulls out.
They let them out. They fucking let the extras out from the Thriller video, dude. They fucking came out and just walk around all day like,
bitch. Give me money, you ugly fat bitch. You fucking slut.
Dude, the one time, there was some guy, some crazy homeless lady walking down the street, and she was like coming up to us, and my friend literally pointed to like another friend we know. It was like, oh, he did it. And she was like, wah, and like walked over to this other dude. It was so fucking funny. Yeah, that cracked me up. This guy's name is Anders Carlson Wee.
Anders. Anders, fucking, yeah. Motherfucking Durs.
Durs submitted his poem to The Nation, which is apparently like an esteemed poetry journal. And he submitted, I'm waiting on the motherfucking bus. They know you is. Dude,
they know
like,
you is.
Damn, man. This guy got dunked on, dude. He put up a piece of art and it just got like,
I wonder what that's like.
Exactly.
I wonder what that's like. You try to make some art and a bunch of pussies shit all over.
Well, it was funny because I didn't read it and I was already defending it. I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
He's fine.
You know what?
And I'm not like, I didn't read it. I was like, how could he? I read it and I was like, God, that was really bad. That was a bad attempt.
A lot of times it is really bad. I watched that fucking, remember that white chick said the N-word with Kendrick Lamar? Kendrick Lamar brought
on
a chick stage.
On stage. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
She sang his song, mm-hmm. which had the N-word in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, what, am I not cool enough? Is how it was written made it seem like she was saying, what, am I not cool enough to say the N-word?
Yeah, yeah.
She was just on stage singing the song, and he was like, hold up, stop,
yeah.
stop, because she said it.
Yeah.
And then when he said stop, she was like, what, am I not cool enough?
She didn't realize.
To rap is what she meant. And then she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't, like, she's like, did I say that?
Why did he bring her up stage on stage to rap along?
He did that. I mean, that was, he wasn't trying to get her.
He wasn't trying to snag her.
He was not trying to snag her.
Wasn't the classic N-word rap trap?
He was not trying to trap it. Because afterwards, he was like, give it up for her. Like, he was still like.
Oh, really?
He was like, don't, yeah.
Dude, I'll say, I've been to
and
a rap.
And they made it a big deal.
I've been to a rap concert before. I
mean, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny as shit to see that lady say the N-word and be like, oh. She's like, did I say it? Oh,
I didn't see the footage. I heard about that.
It was just some fat chick.
Well, I went to one rap concert, and from what I saw, pretty much a safe space for fat white chicks to say the N-word, dude. Like, I saw it. Now you say that, I'm like, I saw so many fat white chicks, dude.
Well, if you rap along with it.
Yeah.
And plus, you were at a Drake concert.
I Snapchatted them, dude. I Snapchatted a lady saying the N-word.
Yeah.
And a rap song.
Well, a Drake concert's definitely, like, you can see Drake say the N-word and be like, well, he's saying it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close.
Dude, I'm telling you, that was the weirdest fucking thing. I have two audiobooks right now going simultaneously.
Which one?
It's a mind bender. Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates, which he's like the absolute like quintessential dude of like whatever you want to call it, the extreme left, like makes cases of reparations. Pretty much his whole book is about why white people, you know, why it's super hard to be black because white people kind of like ruined life for black people, and it always will be hard as fuck. Yeah. Then I had this other one of this guy who was like enticed by like rap and like growing up in like the 90s, and he kind of walked away from it. So I'm listening to them at the same time, trying to Doctor Strange the solution, dude. It's like,
what's the solution?
I have no fucking clue.
It's reparations.
Yes, I'm full Ta-Nehisi Coates, dude.
Nice.
His thing is funny, man. It's like one of his. It's weird because I listen to both memoirs, and it's like. I'll sit there and listen to the whole entire thing, but he'll hit me with he's black me, Ta-Nehisi Coates. He'll hit me with a theory that I'm like, where the fuck are you pulling this out?
Really?
I disagree with it, but I'm like, damn, dude, nice fucking. Like, he was. The one thing was pretty funny. This was in another thing he wrote, but he was talking about how, like, white politicians, like, whiteness was, like, in the amulet that they all kind of, like, quietly walked around with. And he said Donald Trump smacked it out and sent, like, the cosmic energy, the white energy out into the air. And I'm like, it's a sick fucking analogy, bro. It's hilarious. But it's like, dude, you're fucking losing your mind.
So wait, is he pro-Trump?
No. He's very much against Trump. Okay. He was saying that, like, there's, like, whiteness has been.
They were all trying to hide it.
Whiteness has been, like, a secret little talisman that, like, they've been hiding around. He said Trump broke it open. He's, like, the phantasmic matter or whatever the fuck he called it out into the air. And it's like.
That kind of makes sense.
It's pretty funny.
That kind of makes sense.
I read it. I was like, damn, that's pretty funny.
And then all the other politicians are like, he's an animal.
Yeah.
We need our fucking.
Yeah, like, give it back.
We need it back. We need to go back.
But.